was it out there? Everyone out there and rookies, vets, and everyone?
I think just today. It's just to get, you know, get all the cranks and all the dust off us a little bit, and just to get out there and get with our teammates and you know, start talking and communicating with each other. And I think for the most part, I thought we all did great. I mean, some mess ups. I had a couple, you know, minor mistakes, but you know, that's definitely gonna be the first day and what it's gonna be like.
Do you feel like you've made strides since the end of last season?
I believe so. Definitely is. Definitely within the commands in the huddle and stuff like that, and just becoming, trying to get more accurate, and just trying to get better at that, and just trying to lead from a standpoint of leading and having more command. I believe I got better today, but also, you know, I had threw a pick today, and high ball, just inaccurate. It was a great read, but just missed the ball, and I got to get better at things like that, but, you know, tomorrow is another day. Get better and don't make mistakes.
You say overall you were disappointed with your day today?
Yeah, because you can always get better, you know. As soon as you feel like you're stuck and you're standing and there's nowhere else to go in terms of getting better or anything, you're not going to make it. So I believe I could get better, and as a team we could get better overall. And I think that's what the strides we're going to make for tomorrow and then so on and so forth. But for myself, definitely. I didn't think I did too bad, too great at all.
What's your relationship with Matt like? You know, you guys are competing for a job, but yet you're trying to help each other out too.
I mean, that's what it is. You know, the best man wins, and, you know, you got to help each other. Just like the rookie just came in, Tyler Wilson, you got to help him. You got to help McGloin out. It's definitely professional courtesy, and, you know, it's the best man wins in that regard, you know. I believe, you know, the teammates and stuff will round over who the guy is and don't know. But I just think you got to help each other. You got to have a professional courtesy, especially in this in NFL and football. And I just think you got to be there for each other, you know, and help each other get better. And that's what it's all about.
What's your view of the quarterback competition right now?
I'm just trying to get better every day, and I know Matt's the same thing. You know, he has his strengths, I have my strengths, and you know, it's just about us getting better as together, him getting better, and then myself individually getting better, and overall, that's gonna make the team better. And competition is great, you know. So I just think tomorrow, come out tomorrow, do better, be better tomorrow. Same thing with Matt. I'm sure he's going to want to be better and do better the things he did today. And that's how we get better as a team overall. And that's something I'm definitely looking forward to.
Last time we talked, Terrell, the Raiders had just acquired Matt Flynn, but it was before the draft. And then they go out and draft a quarterback. I mean, how do you wrap your mind around everything and not get distracted by them bringing in quarterbacks, just keeping your focus on what you
need? I just look at it from a standpoint of just – doing what I got to do every day. You need quarterbacks in this league. I mean, look at last year. We got down to me, third guy. And, I mean, people get knocked out. It's the NFL. You have to have 3-4 quarterbacks, and they have to be good. And they have to be able to command if somebody's down. And that's why helping each other, whoever asked that question, is huge, because it's all for the team. If one guy goes down, then the next guy can come up, and it's all on, did you help the guy to get ready? Because when you come, you may come back, and what's the record, you know? So I think it's a team thing, you know. You have to be together and be all for each other, you know. It's, forget the competition. I mean, that's another part, but this is a team thing and a team goal that we all have to reach and just be together. It's a togetherness thing.
We were just talking to Matt Flynn a second ago, and he said essentially that he's not competing with others, he's competing with himself. Yeah. Is that how you feel?
That's he hit it right on the head with a hammer. I mean, that's what it is. You don't compete versus other people, you just compete versus yourself. Every day you want to critique yourself more than what the coaches critique. And if you're doing that, I mean, I'm my worst critic, I believe that. And as long as that is the same thing every single day, I critique myself harder than what the coaches are critiquing me. Or if they miss something and I see it, I just got to let myself know that. But Matt's absolutely right. You got to compete versus yourself also.
It's been strange about the last week or so, all these new faces, kind of a whole new look for you guys?
I mean, even from last year, just going back, you see different guys all the time, in and out, losing guys, acquiring guys. So, I mean, it's just – it's almost like a thing where be a great teammate, but also you just got to worry about yourself. But when you're on the field, lead your guys. And I think from that standpoint, I don't really get caught into that, because that's why Coach Allen and Reggie is great. You know, they, what they do, they're great at what they do. And I just worry about the things I can control.